Good morning, Life Springers. We had a great weekend, and Todd Voigt left on Monday with high praise for you and for his observations about the good life that Life Spring models. The following psalm will be the text for Sunday's sermon. In this text, the psalmist thinks about what sort of people will be allowed into God's presence. Note that none of these qualifications have anything to do with social status, wealth, or education. They have everything to do with the condition of one's heart before God. Who gets to have an audience with God? Of David, a psalm. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, we feel inadequate, unholy even, when we think about coming into your presence. We know, however, that you welcome us to your courts, even though we know that there are certain things that you will not permit, such as being false, malign intentions, and breaking our promises. So lift up our heads. May we gaze on your glory and the higher life it calls us to. You and you alone are the King of glory, and to you we give praise. In Jesus' name, amen.